Ukraine's president calls it genocide. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. The apparent executions and mass killings of civilians in the town of Bucha on the outskirts of Kiev, discovered after Russian troops pulled out.
It's a very emotional moment right now because all Ukrainians are feeling seeing their fellow citizens being tortured. And the summary executions are beginning to surface, and they well know that in the east or in the south, in Mariupol, the Ukrainian people are very worried about what's happening in these other areas. And of course, they know wherever they are in this country, it could come to their doorstep.
Fox's Griff Jenkins in western Ukraine. President Zelensky will speak to the United Nations Security Council today. He's expected to ask for global condemnation of the Russians. Moscow denies the killings, claiming Ukrainians placed the bodies after Russian troops left. But Pentagon spokesman John Kirby telling Fox's Neil Cavuto.
That's right out of the Russian playbook, Neil. Deny, lie.
Satellite images contradict the Russians' claim. Senate negotiators say they've struck a deal for a new COVID spending plan.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer and Utah Republican Mitt Romney announced a breakthrough on $10 billion in funding for COVID therapeutics, research, and vaccine manufacturing. It is far less than the $22.5 billion requested by President Biden, and Schumer says does not include $5 billion proposed for a global health fund. Republican leaders insist new COVID funding be paid for. Romney says the money will be repurposed from unspent COVID relief programs previously approved.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. After a tie in the Judiciary Committee, the full Senate voting to consider the nomination of Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson to the Supreme Court, Republican Senators Murkowski, Collins, and Romney voting to move the nomination forward. The Senate's confirmation vote could come as early as Thursday. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. netsuite.com/Fox.
President Biden welcomes his old boss back to the White House today.
They're expected to talk about Obamacare, which has been around since the former president said on March 31st, 2010.
The bill I'm signing will set in motion reforms that generations of Americans have fought for and marched for.
As part of the event, the White House says President Biden will announce additional actions to strengthen Obamacare and save families hundreds of dollars a month. Republicans in Congress have tried again and again to repeal the measure, but it hasn't happened. Some lawmakers were concerned about repealing the act without having something to replace it. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Jury selection will continue today for the penalty phase of Nicholas Cruz's murder trial. He's already pleaded guilty to the murders of 17 people at Florida's Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School 4 years ago. The jury must decide if he should be executed or be sentenced to life in prison with no chance of parole. A jury in Michigan resumes its deliberations today in the trial of four men who are charged with plotting to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer. A suburban Cleveland woman has been convicted of the murder of her newborn infant more than 29 years after his body was found dumped in the woods. Nearly 750,000 late model Fords are being recalled.
Ford says an oil leak in many late model Escape SUVs and Bronco Sport SUVs needs to be fixed. The company says a housing can crack, leak oil into the engine, and create a fire hazard. The other problem is a trailer braking issue for various late model F-150, 250, 350, 450, and 550 pickups, as well as this year's Maverick pickup and Expedition and Lincoln Navigator SUVs. For them, a software error can stop trailers from braking, increasing the risk of a crash. Carmen Roberts, Fox News.
And I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.